Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Hi, everyone. I am so excited to have one of the most fabulous, dynamic, and amazing women out there, Angela. Angela is someone that is just filled with just so much energy to give to the universe. And I am so honored to have you here with me today, Angela, to just tell this audience what you're all about, the goodness that you infuse into other people. And I know from the second I met you with networking, I literally, within seconds, messaged you and said, I need to meet you because you have just that infectious energy that you just want to be surrounded by, especially in the world right now that is just so full of so much negative energy and hardship and confusion. And so I am honored to have you on Grit, Grace, and Glitz as an 8-figure earner, GSD creative CEO. You have your degree in psychology, so you're going to be able to tell us a lot about ourselves. You've been featured on like things like E! And Us Weekly and People, and I could go on and on. You have an incredible podcast called Unveiled. And if none of you have heard it before, you've got to chime in and listen to her. She's so witty, but so much good content. Absolutely love it. Truly known as a productive, you know, a productivity consultant, and just someone that you need to get to know. You got to follow on Instagram. Angela, I'm so excited to have you on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Let me say that again. Angela, I'm so excited to have you on Grit, Grace, and Glitz because you remind me of all three of those adjectives. So Angela, with that being said, why don't you just say hello to the audience?
Hi, Erica. I'm so excited to be here and I'm so honored to be on your podcast as well. And I feel the same way about you. As soon as we met and we were on a networking call with a group that we were working on together, and I'm like, we need to be friends. Like, you have amazing energy as well. And I'm so honored to be able to talk with you because I love women who want a GSD and who are implementing things and changing the world, because that's what it's all about. It's about sharing. And if you share your knowledge and you care about your community, that's what breathes positivity. And that's what we need right now. We need a little bit of positivity every day.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. Like we said, 2020 is surely, and you've been posting so many much good content about 2020 and kind of where we've been, the roads we've been down, the stumbling blocks we've all encountered. And I just said, like, listen, all it's going to do is set the runway up from so many of us in 2021. And those of us who are entrepreneurial, I know there's so many people that are listening to this that are just have that entrepreneurial side. You define being an entrepreneur. With that being said, your road to entrepreneurship has been incredible. Would you mind just telling us one thing that, like, one or two things that you wish that perhaps you had just done a little bit differently if you were to rewind 10 years ago for someone that may be really new to this entrepreneurship?
Yeah. So, well, there's a couple things that I wish that I would have known. So the first thing and the most important thing that I would say is I grew up with parents that taught us that you work at the same company for 30 years and you go to college, you get married, you have two kids and a white picket fence and two dogs and drive a Range Rover. And I tried that life and it wasn't me. That's not what made me happy. I knew that there was something more. I did the college thing. I worked in mental health. I worked in healthcare for about a decade. But on the side, for fun, I loved to help people at the core of it. And my family owned a wedding venue for 35 years. And I grew up around that. I grew up around design and flowers and cakes and what is supposed to be happy for people. And so naturally, I got into that. And so in today's world, we would call that a side hustle. And so what I wish I would have known back then, instead of living two separate lives of having a full-time corporate job and then doing this side hustle on the side, literally for 10 years and teaching gymnastics because I was a competitive gymnast and I didn't want to give it up. Focus. I just wish that I would have stopped trying to kill myself to be everything to everybody. And if I would have, I don't regret staying in healthcare because I made a lot of great connections. But one thing that really changed my trajectory for my future and being an entrepreneur and actually understanding how to run a business, because I didn't go to business school. My parents sure as heck didn't know how to teach me how to run a business. They thought I was on drugs when I quit my job. And if I just would have been able to find the right people to surround myself with much earlier, I would have gotten out of the healthcare and I would have focused on growing my business. And focus was the most important thing. So that's the first thing that I would say is focus, 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 consistency, find one passion, focus on that and do that. And then the second thing I would say is that I hired all my friends, like when I needed help in the events world. And people started asking me to do their weddings and events, and I would just find my friends that worked at the hospital. And that was not the right thing to do because I pretty much lost all of my friends as I started to really grow my business because we had two different mindsets. And it really sucked at the time because I hadn't found my people of entrepreneurs yet. And so really understanding like who to surround yourself with. If you're an early and I don't mean young age, like if you can be 75 and be a new entrepreneur because you've never owned a business before. So it's just surrounding yourself with the right people who can help you understand how to run a business. So focus and people.
So Angela, I love that you talked about focus and consistency and really, I think also putting your blinders on from what the typical square box is supposed to look like. And I think so many of us, I know, you know, in I'll call in our generation or, you know, in that sphere got brought up that way, right? Watching our grandparents, you know, you worked for the same company year in, year out, you know, and the more, you know, zeros you had at the end or the bigger number it was, like the more clout you had. Same thing with a lot of our parents, right? Many of us saw two working parents. And I know even for myself, that's just how I was raised. You know, you go to school, you get a good job, you stay in corporate America, and that's what's, you know, gonna get you there. But because of your entrepreneurial spirit, and it's something that I just, you know, one of the traits I admire most in you, you know, I do think that there's times though that entrepreneurship can seem really lonely and really tough. And with that being said, I'm sure there's been a lot of self-doubt that has creeped in and this, that, and the other, and you've just managed or made it look like it that you've overcome it. And I know you and I've talked a lot about being just real and raw with each other and saying, listen, there's some days when it's be like, oh, listen, I would love to crawl back to corporate America and put that, you know, blanket over me and feel super comfortable. What is some daily things that you do when those doubts start creeping in? Because they're real, no matter how successful you are, and you certainly defy success.
Honestly, when I think of self-doubt, I really never have the time to stop and think and doubt myself or doubt my ability. And so my mindset doesn't even go there because I don't allow the time to let those, to me, it's a distraction. I know it's a feeling. I know it's real. I know people have it. I will say that early on as an entrepreneur, I remember people telling me who are not entrepreneurs, which by the way, don't listen to people if they've never done it before, that like, why are you quitting your job? Like you have such a good job. You're on a great trajectory. Like, I mean, some people would even say like, that's so stupid. Like, why would you do that? I never self-doubted myself though. And I never really listened to those people. And the main thing that kept me away from that mindset was the passion. And I loved what I did. I liked working in healthcare. I hated the politics of corporate America. I hated it. But when people would try to, I guess you would say, knock me down or say things like, oh, you're never going to amount to anything. Like running your own business is really hard. Well, no shit, it's hard. If it were easy, everybody would do it. But if people would say that to me, I would get in my car and drive home and think, well, oh my gosh, the person I just met with 2 hours ago was amazing. And I'm going to help her create the most beautiful wedding. And I would go home and stay up till 3 a.m. putting design boards together. This was pre-Pinterest, people. Okay. That's how long ago it was. And so I never really let the doubt come in because I always kept going because my passion came from people and making people happy. And nowadays, even in the last decade of running multiple companies, there's so many free resources at our hands that if you're consistent in your messaging and your mindset and your thought process, and you allow the passion to lead, then all that self-doubt, all that negativity, all that you might be surrounded with, first off, get those people away from you and get them out of your life. And I know sometimes it's family and we can't pick our family, but you can pick and choose the conversations that you choose to have with your family. So with my parents, I never discussed work. I never discussed entrepreneurship. Clearly they knew I was okay because I wasn't asking them for money. I could pay my bills. And so when they would ask me, how's work? How's this? How's that? I'm like, it's good. And then I would just start talking about people and how I would make other people happy, which again, other people's happiness would help drive my passion and drive my happiness. So I never allow the self-doubt. And because I'm such a productivity guru, it's like not every minute of my day is planned out. But if you plan ahead and you think ahead of how are you going to get your message out there? How are you going to reinvent yourself? For some of us that are every year looking, it's like, okay, I'm on year 20 being an entrepreneur. Like I'm kind of bored. What am I going to do next? But oh, by the way, I need to focus. And so for me, it's not having self-doubt. It's more about like focusing and not taking on new projects that are not in alignment with my goals. And so don't doubt yourself, because if you're doing something that you're passionate about and you love it, that it's going to push out that self-doubt. And I also have learned to surround myself with people. Like if I can't figure something out, I have surrounded myself with people who are way smarter than me and things that I'm not good at. And I delegate and I lean on people and I outsource. And that's just something that I've had to learn to do because we can't do it alone. And so once you start to build a really good team, those doubts completely go away. I'm like, oh, we'll figure it out. We'll do it. I mean, Google didn't exist really when I started my first business. I was at the library. So nowadays it's like, oh, there's no doubts in anything. We'll figure it out. It's all about a mindset. It's really about a mindset.
And you know, that's so poignant the way that you talked about that, you know, you're the only one that can control the thoughts between, you know, your two ears, you know, and every day you can bring that negativity in or you can choose. Like you said, you always find the, you know, the needle in the rough, or what we'll say is like, that's that part, that one person that, you know, you can impact, no matter even if 100 people said no. But that doesn't, like, what I also heard you say is that takes training. That's like anything, right? When you first go to the gym and you decide, hey, listen, I'm going to really work on my abs, right? That first day, it's like, every time you laugh or sneeze, you know, it hurts, right? You know what I mean? And it's building that muscle. It's building that core. It's building that mental capacity to be able to do that. And, you know, I think that's so, so important for anyone that's listening to this, especially if you're a new into entrepreneurship. I think the biggest thing that can stop you in your tracks is that self-doubt. What is someone else going to say, you know, and not just keep going and stay, like you said, go back to your other, you know, thought before, is stay really focused, know what your goal is, know what your why is, know why you're doing what you're doing. And I think what happens to a lot of us, especially that are entrepreneurial, we try to jump on 22 lily pads and we realize that we're really no good at, you know, none of us are really, no matter how good you are at productivity, right? We're not awesome multitaskers. You know what I mean? I know for myself, when I stay super focused on one task for 1 hour, I'm way more productive than trying to spread that out to like, well, I'll do that for 10 minutes, do that for 10 minutes and spread it out. So with that being said, seeing that you are the queen of productivity, if you were to give our, you know, listeners today, one of your best pieces of advice or something that come 2021, you would say, listen, this is going to be a game changer for you. What would that be?
So the one thing is to time block. And the way that you time block is you do have to force yourself to think ahead a little bit. And one of my very first mentors would ask me, how do you charge and how do you come up with all your pricing? And I'm like, oh, I just, all the other girls in town do this. And he's like, no, I don't care about the other girls in town. Like, how are you effectively spending your time? And what are you saying yes to? And what are your goals? And no one had ever, he's like, why are you doing exactly what you just said? What's your purpose? Why are you doing all of this? And I'm like, I just like it. It's fun. And he's like, no. How many clients do you want every month? How many days do you take off every month? And we started to notice something that when we looked at my calendar, because I've always used the cloud, even I was a very early adopter in 2000. And I've always had a paperless calendar. I did love my planner until it was stolen. My car was broken into, and then I got rid of the paper. But we were looking at my calendar online, and he's like, you need to color code. And he's like, I can't see this whole work-life balance thing, which at the time I'm like, that's such a joke. But we manifest what we think ahead with. And so he's like, okay, you need family time, you need you time, you need gym time, if that's something that you enjoy doing. And he's like, let's start putting all of that in orange. I went to UT, that was our college colors. And so we started there. And then he's like, now let's move on and say what we use blue for working on the business, not in the business. And so each week we would go through and put in chunks of time for me to work on the business, meaning a marketing strategy, a social media strategy, content strategy. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And so then we went back and said, okay, how many meetings, how much time, when do you need to be meeting with clients? And then the most important thing is time on the calendar to actually do the work. And so that's what I never really mastered. And so he's like, we got to hire somebody. You have to hire somebody to actually, whose brain is wired differently. He's like, you're a salesperson, you're a talker, you love people. That's where you get your energy. You love design, but you're not actually good at sitting down for 8 hours and doing the work. And so that's when it really opened up my mind to understand I need to focus, think ahead, say no to the things that are not good for me right now. And it's like, yeah, I wanted to go out with my friends. And yeah, I want to go have a glass of wine. And yes, I want to do that stuff. But when I don't have my quarter one or my quarter two or whatever quarter we're working on, if those goals are not done, if it's not yet on my calendar, then my calendar is closed. And it takes a lot of discipline to do that. And so some people say, oh, time blocking, it sounds so easy. It is once you actually start to do it, but it's not really that easy until you start to think, should I say yes to this opportunity or this invitation? I mean, before COVID, I live in Nashville. I could eat and drink for free 365 days a year. There are events and things going on in this town every single night. And we get all the invitations. People want event planners at their place because they want the content. They want it shared on social media. But I have to take a step back and think about what's in it for me. I can give a lot of value, but am I getting value? And is it going to fit into my calendar? And is it going to be in alignment with my goals? So no, I'm not going to go to a new open house if I would never do business there, or it's not somewhere that my clients would want to host an event because it doesn't make sense. So when you're time blocking, assess the opportunities that are given to you or the things that you're invited to, and just be more intentional about what's actually on your calendar. So that's the one thing is time blocking changed my entire life. So I could actually see how I was spending my time.
Wow. So guys, if you are not already time blocking, I will say that this is something that I have put in place and use a lot. You know, people say, how do you get so much done during the day? And I will tell you that my calendar looks like rainbow bright, right? Like my husband gets invited to events. Like I know most of the time where I'm spending, you know, minus a 15 minute block here or a 15 minute block there, I know when I'm spending most of my time. And I always say defend that time. Like Angela brought up a really good point. Making sure we defend the time that's really important to us, like self-care, right? So if your calendar has all your work on or IPAs, income producing activities, and has no self-care in it, you're probably going to feel burnt out by Wednesday if that's what Monday and Tuesday look like, right? Unless you know that, hey, listen, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm giving myself time off. But making sure there's that balance. And I never say there's a perfect balance, right? Everything's going to always feel out of whack. But let's face it, if you and your health and your wellness mentally, emotionally aren't good, how do you give to everything else? And you know what Angela said was it needs to be purposeful. It needs to be intent. Like there needs to be intent behind everything that you do. But also what I also heard you say was give yourself the grace for the time to not feel like I have to have this hour perfectly structured, or I have to constantly be in that go, go, go mode. When I get so into that mode, I almost feel like my flow is gone. And therefore, it feels really hard. It feels like I'm pushing the cart uphill versus coasting downhill and enjoying the ride. And that's when entrepreneurship can get really hard and really tricky for some people. And, you know, I once, you know, a lot of us have heard this, you know, what brings you joy too? You know, going back, just like they say in your house, right? If it doesn't bring you joy, like, you know, you look at like a plastic plant, you're like, does that bring me joy? Like it's been in my house, it clicks dust, I never look at anything to me. Same calendar, like things like you have to, what is that all other effects of where you want to grow? And I just think that's so important. So thank you, Angela. Those are awesome, awesome points and so much value there. Okay. We have two last questions and then we'll make sure we tie this up, but there's so much good content that you have. So second to last question here, if I could remove all the barriers and constraints and give like right now, what project would you just go after tomorrow? Literally could clear that calendar, say, hey, listen, here's the next 60 days to go and work on some big project or some big obstacle. What would that be?
So what it would be is something that we were going to do last year. And I have a podcast, you mentioned Business Unveiled, and we were going to do a podcast tour in 2020 and visit lots of locations. We had it all mapped out nicely. And then COVID hit. And then I was like, well, this is going to suck. And I will say, going back to my last point, is like, you do have to be flexible. So, you know, working ahead is good and planning ahead is good. And then you get in this mode and then something completely out of your control happens and you've got to learn to be flexible. And so the barriers right now is, can I get into that country? Can I fly safely without the borders being closed? And there's so many amazing places that I've worked at that I want to show people that there are no barriers to travel and you literally can go anywhere you want to go. Again, you have to be intentional. And I want to be able to show these people. So we had a podcast tour planned. And a lot of barriers came up this year, but we're going to go back and do it. But if that was all completely removed, I would actually be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. And so hopefully travel will open up in some of the countries that we want to go to and take our audience to be able to show people that, you know, these are the things that you can do. But I love showing people, but then also interviewing the people, just like you're doing, the people behind the scenes that make these businesses tick, make these businesses run. How have they gotten to where they are? I love learning from other people. And so that's what I would be doing. I would be traveling the world and putting out content on social media through podcast and being very consistent so that people know that, like, you can't, anything that you want to do, you can do it, but you have to focus. You have to surround yourself with the right people who can support you and help you get there.
And I, you know, I heard you say it in the last question and also this question, but really creating your, you know, board of directors, like who are those people? And, you know, the other point that you made before too was, hey, listen, what are the things that you don't enjoy doing or that, let's face it, may not be your strongest skill set? And don't be afraid to outsource that. I know for the longest time about I don't know, maybe 12 years ago, I was sitting around with a group of, you know, some phenomenal, successful women who were a bit older than me. And at that point, you know, I was still really, you know, watching every penny and this, that, and the other. And not that I still don't make sure that I'm watching my money and all that sort of stuff. But they said, you know, I said, we were together on a Friday and, you know, what are you doing tomorrow? Well, I was, I got to go home. I got to make sure I clean the house. And this, like, what? You know, like, does cleaning the house bring you joy? Like, does it, you know what I mean? Does it bring you? And they're like, why are you not outsourcing something like that? Or outsourcing something that just like may seem mundane for you, but for someone else, it may seem super exciting, right? And finding out, you know, where those resources are really well spent and how exciting with travel. You're so right. There are so many places that we can go. And again, we can all look at it as like a barrier. Like, I can't get up. I can't get out of my seat. I can't leave my house. Or, hey, listen, let's look at this as an opportunity. Where are all the places that I can go that I probably wouldn't have even thought of because, you know, because of this whole situation, you know, in the world and the place that we're at. So with that being said, I'm going to take that the last question I was going to ask you, and I'm assuming that it's going to kind of go hand in hand, but maybe it will be a completely different answer with tomorrow. Someone sent you a check, sent you, you know, $25,000 and said, hey, listen, go invest this in your business. Where would you invest it and why?
I would definitely invest it in ad money on Google and Facebook. So what we've learned over the past few years in doing Facebook ads, Instagram ads, ads for YouTube videos, Google ads, and now TikTok ads on the newest platform that we keep adding on, is because if you have a certain amount of money that you can invest and you actually learn how to run the ads or hire somebody who actually can do it for you or with you, and you have the right components, if I spend a dollar to get a lead and I can help someone and change their life, that ad money is only going to be magnified. So if I take $25,000 and put it into ad money, I'm sure that I'm going to at least make $100,000 back in investing that. And it's not something that happens overnight, but if I just had extra money laying around, that's where I would definitely put it into and invest it to grow my audience and to reach more people who want to be productive. Because again, when you're putting the passion out there, you're putting consistent content out there, the money will come. But what ads get a bad rap, and social media ads get a bad rap, but I look at it in a completely different way because, you know, it's taken years for us to really get good at it, but you can reach so many more people by spending, and there's all different types of strategies, but spending a dollar a day to reach somebody that could use your podcast or watch a YouTube video and learn how to do something that could completely change their life. So that's exactly what I would do with the extra money.
I love it. I love it. And it's so important for someone like you that has grown such an amazing audience, has so many different businesses, hearing that expertise from you, even for myself, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, what could I do with that dollar a day, right? You know, that coffee that you really don't need that you could spend and invest on yourself or your business to help you grow. And, you know, I think that's so important to, you know, sometimes you have to spend money to make money. And sometimes, you know, you have to make sure. But you want to be, again, going back to your answer before, be intentional and focused about where you're spending that money. It's not, well, $5 here, $5 there, all over the place. And then really at the end of the day, you have nothing to show for it. Make sure you're really intentional where that money is being spent and that it's going to really deliver value to your business. So Angela, with that being said, I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. The content, the energy. If you don't follow Angela on Instagram, I'm going to make sure she gives us her handle. I just want to make sure that you start to, because she is someone to be watched. She is someone to learn from, be inspired by. I mean, I love her lives and her videos, and she's so herself, and the authentic side of her just always comes shining through. And I think that's so important today, where there's so many highlight reels that can be, you know, all this like glamour behind the scenes. And, you know, that's why one of the names for this podcast, you know, just seeing the gritty side of it, but we also can be glitzy and be fun and all that sort of side too. So with that being said, Angela, what I'd love you to leave the audience with is, A, if they're, you know, what you can provide or help them with, potentially they're interested in learning more about your business and exactly what you do. And then secondly, where they can find you.
Yeah. So the best, really, this is the best way is I have a video series called 4 Tips to Better Productivity. And you can go to gsdsecrets.com. And that's a free video course that I put on to really, again, peel back and show the grit of here's a story, here's what happened, here's what I learned, and here's because I made a change, the trajectory of what has been able to help our businesses grow. And so that's the first way. And then my company site is gsdcreative.com. I've got angelaprofit.com, 2 F's and 2 T's, talking all about productivity. And I'm on all the social, usually it's all under Angela Profit, 2 F's and 2 T's.
Awesome, Angela. I just want to thank you so much. I know the audience enjoyed this so much today. Just wishing you an absolutely phenomenal start to 2021. And I know all this information, once it gets out there, is going to be so helpful for everyone just to start 2021, like we said, on that clean runway, just get going, using the productivity tips, and certainly start to follow Angela. So thank you again for all your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica.
Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.